T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And I'm going to start this out, Al, and I just got thrown a curveball. See, when you book Mike Lombardi, you're right. Getting one of the best football minds there is.
Yes. Okay.
But he is also highly smart on the NBA.
Yes, he is.
Right? And I was going to start with an NBA question, and then I just was shown a picture.
Okay.
And apparently Mike is hobnobbing with top recording artists.
Ooh.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great expert from, let me.
I put everything down there. Gridiron Genius, Gridiron GM Genius. Shuffle Podcast. Yep.
And theathletic.com. That's all very nice stuff. The man's name is Mike Lombardi. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, Angelo. How are you?
How am I, Mike? What are you doing hanging around with recording artist Drake?
Well, I wasn't really hanging with him. So that was from the Super Bowl in Indianapolis. Belichick had a private dinner up in a room, and we were all sitting at the table. And across from me was Brian Belichick, Bill's youngest son. And he had this look on his face like, oh, my God. And he kept saying, that's Drake, that's Drake. And I turned around. I didn't know who he was. And I turned around, and that's Drake. And then the woman in the picture is one of Bill's best friend's daughters, who I've known since she was a kid. So we all just took a picture with Drake. And then he wanted to meet Belichick and talk to Belichick. And that's why he kind of snuck into the party.
All right. Again, I don't like to go too far into these things, Mike, but that was a very attractive young lady. Did Drake hit on that girl?
No, he didn't. The shocking thing is I don't know how my wife didn't get in the picture because she was sitting to my left, and usually she would have jumped in on that one. I don't understand it.
Wow. Drake, of course, Drake, a huge Toronto Raptors fan.
Yeah.
We know that. All right, Mike, before I get to the football stuff, I got to ask you something. You know, a year ago at this time, there was no NBA. Everything was shut down. Now we're getting bad NBA. Nobody's playing their players. Nobody knows how to bet. Could you assess for me the current state of the National Basketball Association?
Well, I think Adam Silver is completely sleeping at the switch. I mean, we have the league is all about their integrity, right? And we don't know who's going to play each week. Every back-to-backs is a bad word in the NBA. You're not allowed to talk about it, because load management is so critical. Meanwhile, you know, the era that I watched, Jordan played every night. Every player played every night. But now they're not allowed to play every night. And it's just kind of disheartening. I mean, last night when you watched the 76er game, I mean, you could just see the Heat just took it right to them and the Sixers retreated. I mean, they just went right into their shell. And if that's what we're looking forward to come playoff time, if that's how the Sixers are going to behave against the Heat, who clearly think, the Heat clearly think they're way tougher than Philly. They clearly think they can beat Philly. And they proved it last night.
All right, Mike, why do you think they think that? Is there one guy on that team that has heart and spirit beyond anything the Sixers have?
Oh, I think Butler, clearly Butler is. Butler's, you know, I think Butler is about accountability. I think he felt like the organization didn't hold the players accountable when he was there. And I think he wanted out. And I think it was too hard. I mean, Butler's one of those guys, it's hard to play with him because he wants to win and he's demanding. And I think there's a little bit of a softness that still lingers on their team. And if they don't get it, I mean, they just got punched right in the mouth. You know, Mike Tyson says everybody has a plan until they get punched in the mouth. Well, they got punched in the mouth, and they still didn't have a plan. I mean, they retreated like you've never seen. And I think that's the biggest concern of the 76ers and how they built their organization, which is so player-friendly. You know, we're not going to fight through adversity. If you need a day off, sure, take a day off. No problem. You know, but to win a championship, it's hard.
Great message from Mike Lombardi. Mike, I'm going to bridge over to football with this question. Killer instinct. Is it scoutable in any sport? You did it with football. Could you tell when a guy had a killer instinct and you were looking to draft him or acquire him?
I think what it really is a highly degree of competitiveness, a guy that just refuses to lose. You know, a guy that has that ability that he's not going to go out there and lose. Like, he's going to keep fighting until no matter what happens. And I think you got to find players that have that. I would say that's one of the things when I watch the 76ers play, they don't have anybody with a killer instinct. They don't have anybody with that high degree of competitiveness that is just going to take over. And that's an alpha male. That's somebody that you know when the game is on the line, they're going to be at their highest level. And I think that's ultimately what you're trying to find in players. And you can see it on the football field. You can see it on the basketball court.
You know what's going on now, though, Mike? We're seeing the gap between the NFL and the other sports widen because this stuff is not happening nearly as much in the NFL. Is that because the schedule is so much shorter? How is the NFL avoiding some of the traps that these other teams, you know what's going on with baseball, they don't hit the ball anymore. How are they avoiding that and becoming more and more popular?
Well, I think it's a sport that everybody can bet. It's once a week. Uh-huh. There's the numbers. People can look at the analytics of football and think they get the answers to betting. And everybody's an expert on their team, you know, and everybody understands it. So it's an easier game to bet in terms of you just have 1 week of preparation to do it. Plus, you know, I think the players and the coaches have kind of – there's no tanking games, although the Eagle fans could say the last game of the year they tanked. But typically all the teams are trying to win. Coaches are trying to save their jobs. It's important. So I think there is a high level. And on any given Sunday, any team can beat anybody, as we know. And I think that's the competitive balance within the league makes it so interesting. Whereas in the NBA, can you imagine that Adam Silver just said, okay, Al Horford, you're making $40 million a year, but why don't you just play on the other court and it's no big deal because we don't want to win. Like, seriously, where is the integrity to the league in that? Like, I don't fault Al Horford for that, but how do you get away with that as an organization and then say to your players, we're trying to do everything we can to be an elite organization, but Al, meanwhile, you're our highest paid player. Why don't you just stand over on the side court and you work on your own game?
Tremendous message this morning from Mr. Mike Lombardi. Mike, I'm trying to plan my year. Where will you be on October 3rd? Any idea?
I know exactly. I'll be at the Borgata doing my show on Sunday. My wife will probably be in New England watching Tom Brady and the Patriots. But actually, for me, Angelo, the bigger game of the year is November the 7th when Carolina plays New England. That's when my two sons play against one another. That'll highlight the summer conversation, trust me.
All right, but you know, Mike, if you want a great seat to that October 3rd return to Tom Brady in New England, it's like $8,000 or $9,000, right? I mean, can you explain? You were there with him for years and years. Why is it that big? It's just a regular season game. Why is it so important?
I think it's going to be a little bit like, you know, I mean, how many people did the Hershey Arena hold when Wilt scored 100, right? Maybe 12,000. Yeah. But there's been 2 million people that were at the game, right? I think it's a lot of it just people want to say, I was at that game when Brady came back. So there'll be 70,000 there, and after the game, 2 million will say they were in the game.
Absolutely right. All right, now I got to tackle what's going on with the Birds because the schedule came out, Mike, and I'm going to tell you something. I cannot recall a single season where there was more pessimism about what the Eagles would do than I am seeing right now. Even though their opponents have the worst record combined of any team in the NFL, 420 win percentage. Do you think the Eagles have any chance to be competitive and to contend for a playoff spot this season?
Oh, I definitely think they'll be competitive, Angelo. I mean, look, their schedule, they got one of the gift schedules of all time. After week 10, when they come back from Denver, they'd never really get in an airplane again.
Yep, true.
They'd never get on an airplane again. They go up to New York, they play the Jets, you know, then they have their late bye, then they play Washington and the Giants at home, and they take the train down to Washington. I mean, that's a really good schedule, and they have a lot of the East teams that they're playing at the end of the season when they should have a sense with a young head coach that he's kind of got his traction and his feet on the ground. I think a lot of the discontent with Philly is they just don't know about their coach. Yeah. They don't know about their defensive coordinator. You know, they don't really know about what they have in terms of who's leading this because there's so much uncertainty. And within that uncertainty, they still have some good players. I mean, Fletcher Cox is a hard player to block. Hargrave, you know, Barnett, those guys are good. You go against certain teams, I think it all is going to come down to how good Hurts can play and function within the offense when it's all on him at all the time.
All right, Mike, you know it's a completely worthless exercise, but we go through every game and decide if the Eagles are going to win or lose. Al got tripped up on the Denver game because Al is projecting Aaron Rodgers to be their starting quarterback. What do you think's going to happen to Rodgers, Mike?
Well, I think, you know, a lot of people are predicting that, Angelo. The betting odds have gone dramatically down. I mean, Denver's 4.5 to 1 to win the AFC West, plus 450. I mean, you know, 2 weeks ago before this notion, they were a team that was destined to win 7 games. And now all of a sudden there's this momentum, whether it's the Mark Schlereth rumor that came out on draft day, I don't know. But I think at the end of the day, Mark Murphy, the CEO and president and essentially the owner of the Packers, he's not going to have trading Aaron Rodgers on his tombstone.
Thank you.
There's just no way. I don't see that. I think it's too toxic to trade away a player. Now, I will say this. Aaron Rodgers, if you talk to Thomas Gable from the Borgata, who runs the sports book there, he will tell you, and every sports book owner, odds maker will tell you, no player in the NFL shifts the line of balance than Aaron Rodgers. He's at least worth 6 points to the line.
Wow.
It's remarkable.
Wow.
All the guys in Vegas are all tell you that. And so that's why I think you see the Denver odds have dramatically changed because maybe people think he's going to go there. They don't want to put Denver on the board. Green Bay's numbers are not on the board. So I don't see how you trade that player is my point.
Wow. Great stuff. Gridiron Genius is his book, and I think he just proved he is a genius.
Yes.
Mike, we love you. Thanks, pal.
Thanks, Angelo.
Great stuff from Mike Lombardi. Man, he puts it out there, Al. He tells you. What's going on? Opinions with knowledge behind them. Imagine that.
That's unusual.
That's stunning stuff for me. I love that guy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!